This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Adele's next album is coming in September, according to a video posted from a wedding that she officiated over the weekend. Adele, whose last album, 25, was released in 2015, officiated a wedding between friend Laura Dockrill and Hugo White. The much thinner singer told guests to expect her album in September, performed a surprise set, and avoided all food. Parasite director Bong Joon-ho returned to Korea and was warmly received by the press and fans in Seoul. Bong said, quote, "It's been a long journey in the U.S. and I'm pleased that it got wrapped up nicely. Now I'm happy that I can quietly return to creating, which is my main occupation," unquote. Parasite was the first non-English language film to win Best Picture. Chukaheo. Billie Eilish and brother Phineas covered the Beatles yesterday at the Academy Awards, but the Bad Guys singer says she has one word for how she did in her big Oscars debut: garbage. Eilish revealed that she was sick the entire evening and she felt she bombed on stage. She also felt completely like an outsider among the Hollywood glitterati. Hey, that sounds like that would make a great song. Even though Johnny Depp and Amber Heard settled their long and nasty divorce in 2016, the two are still fighting in court, thanks to the $50 million defamation suit Depp filed against Heard last March. The lawsuit, sparked by Heard's implications in a 2018 op-ed that Depp abused her, lurched into another standstill on Valentine's Day. Aww, I love you too. Justin Bieber shaved his mustache and wife Hailey Baldwin is oh so happy. The 25-year-old got rid of the facial hair on his upper lip and shared some video of the moment on Instagram. In the video, Bieber walks up to the mirror in his bathroom with a razor in hand, shaves it off, and writes "Babyface Beeb." Well, weren't we all just getting sick of that bad 70s porn stash anyway? Kanye West surprised Kim Kardashian with a trip to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Kim shared a snapshot of their luxury digs on her Instagram story. "Little slice of heaven for Valentine's Day," Kim captioned of her stunning view, relaxing on a cozy bed, while Kanye watched the sunset from their private infinity pool feeding into the ocean. Bah! Sickening. Jesse Tyler Ferguson and husband Justin Makita threw an epic baby shower with the Modern Family cast. They celebrated their baby on the way with an extravagant baby shower that included many of Ferguson's Modern Family co-stars, lavish poolside decorations, and a performance by male synchronized swimmers. Male synchronized swimmers? Yep, that is pretty gay. Whitney Cummings has split from her fiancé. The comedy star got engaged to Miles Skinner in September 2018, but now the wedding's off. Whitney said, quote, "I'm not wearing an engagement ring. I'm no longer engaged. Nothing nasty, no drama. I truly just was not ready to plan a wedding," unquote. Hey, if you're still engaged a year and a half later, something's wrong. Elton John tried to perform for fans in New Zealand despite being diagnosed with walking pneumonia. However, he had to walk off the stage mid-concert when he was too sick to perform. The 72-year-old returned a few minutes later, singing two more songs, and was led off crying. The audience continued singing for 20 minutes after he left and definitely sounded better than sick Elton. Sorry. Even Harrison Ford was shocked that deceased Han Solo could return in Rise of Skywalker. Remember, Solo's son Kylo Ren, Adam Driver, stuck his lightsaber into dear old dad in the 2015 film, leaving him very dead. Ford recalled saying to director J.J. Abrams, "Are you kidding? I'm dead." Abrams replied, "Sorta dead. You can do this." And he did. Wiz Khalifa surprised students at LA's Elliott Arts Magnet Academy with a donation of musical instruments. The Grammy-nominated artist partnered with national music education nonprofit Little Kids Rock. Their mission is to bring inclusive and culturally relevant music education programs to schools all across LA. The students were thrilled. That Khalifa, he's a whiz. Hailey Bieber gave Justin Bieber a $10,000 pink crystal-covered dreamsicle for Valentine's Day. For celebrities who have it all, chocolate-covered strawberries simply won't suffice. Nick Jonas gave wife Priyanka Chopra a snowmobile, and last year, Kanye West hired Kenny G to perform for wife Kim Kardashian. I personally prefer a diamond-encrusted Nutty Buddy. Ne-Yo has confirmed he and wife Crystal Smith have split and will divorce. The couple have been married for 4 years and have two kids, a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. He wrote, quote, "It's not a sad thing. I'm never going to talk bad about her. I'm not that person. There's nothing bad to say about her. She's a fantastic woman," unquote. Who he just happens to want a divorce. Idiots. SNL's Kenan Thompson will host this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner along with additional comedy from Hasan Minhaj. Yep. When it was announced that a comedian wouldn't perform last year, Donald Trump tweeted, "So-called comedian Michelle Wolf bombed so badly last year that this year they will have an author instead of a comedian." Well, Donnie, looks like funny is back. The Trash Bin. Bachelor in Paradise's Crystal Nielsen and Chris Randone have split after almost 8 months of marriage. The couple met, got engaged, and tied the knot on the reality show. Their statement read, quote, "It hurts to announce we have decided to separate. Never did we imagine this, but we've come to a point where we both need to work on ourselves," unquote. Yep, a lot.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has formed a $10 billion fund to fight climate change. Apple is warning of a sales shortfall for the March quarter, blaming the coronavirus outbreak. Roku Q4 revenue climbed 49%, adding a record 4.6 million active streaming accounts. MoviePhone, worth just 1% of its former value, is operated by only one employee after its bankruptcy. How the mighty have fallen.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Sonic the Hedgehog remains the number one film for the second week.
The number one album.
Justin Bieber returns to the top of the album charts with Changes.
The number one app.
Take a guess. Yeah, it's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Jessica Simpson's open book remains the best-selling nonfiction book.
The band Train formed in San Francisco back in 1993 and achieved mainstream success with their debut album Train 5 years later. The band has had several big hits worldwide, including Hey Soul Sister, Drops of Jupiter, and Drive By. Thanks to lots of touring, the band has remained popular and their songs are still parts of radio playlists globally. Proving they're a diverse group of excellent musicians, in 2016, Train released the album Train Does Led Zeppelin 2, covering Led Zeppelin's classic second album in its entirety. The album and tour were very popular, and it gained them even more fans. Well, they're back with a new song, and it's great. Here's Train featuring Skylar Grey with the song of the week, Mai Tais.
Boat drinks, most think umbrellas that'll keep you dry. Truth is they were made for Mai Tai. Keep the sun off the glass, cherry close to the rim. Man, the time goes fast when you're sipping. Baby, you and me at a palm tree. When you love your neighbor, baby, then the sugar's free. When you love your neighbor, that's the way it's supposed to be. I'm just glad your only neighbor's me.
I'll be sipping Mai Tai.
Me want one. That's Train featuring Skylar Grey with the song of the week, Mai Tais. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.